From Nurture the Creative Mind and KUER, I'm Piper Diemer. Hear me now. People think lots of weird things about Ogden. Like, Al Capone said it was too rough for him. There are secret tunnels running up and down all of 25th Street. Ogden was a dangerous place full of brothels and saloon brawls. There's some truth to all of that, sure. But really, Ogden was just a small railroad town that grew into a hopeful and amazing community. Local shops lined the street, bringing life to the previously broken and pigeon-filled buildings. Out of all the rumors and speculations, I wanted to know the truth. And now I'm here to open the world to the factual past and present of Ogden. To sort out the truth, I sat down with Sarah Singh from Special Collections at Weber State University. Around what time did the image of Ogden start to become more negative?
I think when the railroad came. With railroads, you had to be able to provide anything that a gentleman would need. So whether that was liquor, a shave, a place to sleep, or a girl.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think the stereotype has persisted even until today?
I think Ogden has always had that sort of image of being a rundown railroad town. And really, when you look at it, it was a huge heyday up until the railroad actually stopped. And then in the 60s and 70s, I think, is when Ogden took its turn for the worse.
So with all of the stories about Ogden's dark past and all of those things kind of floating around as rumors, what are some of them that are actually historically accurate?
Most of them are historically accurate. Prostitution was very wide open. Rose Davy, who owned the Rose Rooms just up on the 200 block of 25th Street, she could walk into a room and everybody knew who she was. Alcohol consumption was never hidden, even during Prohibition, whether it was a secret code word or tricked out taps that if you turned on the hot water, it would flow whiskey versus cold water would flow water. Now, there's some of the rumors like Al Capone came into town and walked up 25th Street and said, "Oh, this is too rough of a town for me," and got on the train and went back. There's no evidence that Al Capone ever came here. People tell me, oh, all the gambling happened in the tunnels. And that's, of course, the biggest controversy I see in Ogden are those tunnels. Some people believe 100% that there were tunnels under 25th Street. And then other people, like myself, have never seen any evidence of that. Even when they tore up 25th Street in the 80s, to redo the street, they never found any evidence of tunnels crossing the streets. And so I think what people were thinking of as tunnels were actually connected basements.
So which kind of historical events would you say helped Ogden move out of those darker times and kind of come to what it is today?
I think when businesses started to realize the historical significance of 25th Street and putting down roots. Roosters and Tom Hardy, the salon, were the first two businesses to really open up on 25th Street. Those two anchors, basically, really allowed other businesses to say, hey, this is pretty cool. We can have a historic building, one-of-a-kind shops. It's not the scary street that people remember.
Yeah, exactly. So just the way that it became kind of more local, the way that there isn't many, like, chain restaurants or anything like that. It's all its own thing.
Yeah. And that's the one thing I love about Ogden now is so many local people have a connection to Ogden and are really interested in preserving what is left of Ogden's history and making it last.
Would you say that the railroad kind of started all of this?
I think for sure the railroad started it all because that was what brought the people here. And a lot of them came here and then ended up staying and putting down roots. All of a sudden we had a Japanese population, a Chinese population, Greeks, Italians, Basques, all living in the same, you know, African Americans. You know, we're very much that melting pot.
What do you have to say to people that still have that closed mindset that Ogden is a bad place?
For me, I would tell them, come to Ogden. Come on a farmer's market day. Walk up and down 25th Street. I think that's what really would change people's perceptions.
I'm Piper Deemer. This is Hear Me Now.